previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
16 after 8 on Algoa FM. Now, the Kuga Development Corporation, known for its ability to engineer solutions to complex socio-economic development challenges as well as to create opportunities, announced recently that it is launching its groundbreaking Kuga Global Scholars Program, which is a significant milestone on the back of Youth Month. Now, to tell us more about it is the Kuga's head unit of human resources, Zola Ngoma, joins us on the line this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Morning, Wayne.
Morning. Are you well?
I'm very well. I'm just calling. How are you?
It is. Yeah, I know. It's cold. We're just keeping warm. That's all. We're keeping warm. All right. My first question to you. What is the Kuga Global Scholars Program, or as I see it here, CGSP? What is it?
It is indeed a Global Scholars Program that the Kuga Development Corporation is initiating. And it's a talent development program that is seeking to identify a pool of talents that we will provide global exposure and retain thereafter. And the intention really is to strengthen the capacity of Kuga by exposing this pool of candidates that will be selected on this program to international institutions to pursue an academic program at master's level. And they will be registered with top-tier global institutions. And I think the intention here really is to make sure that we diversify our talent base. We prepare a pipeline for leadership skills into the future, but really just to give ourselves a competitive edge as we look into the future ahead.
Zola, what areas of focus is the CDC looking at?
The focus is around the STEM disciplines as in an abbreviated form, but it's really around science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, including the interrelated disciplines. So if you look at science in general, there would be primary areas of focus on science as a discipline, but then there would be interrelated disciplines around science, and so is technology. So basically, we're looking at the STEM disciplines, but we want to make sure that the support functions that would be also complementing those primary focus disciplines are also brought up to speed to ensure that as a business, we have a comprehensive and systematic response to the evolution that the business may encounter.
Zola, now,
and we are also targeting about 60% women participation into the program. It's really just to make sure that we build that solid foundation and base for women opportunities, both in leadership as well as in the technical areas of our business.
That's great. You say 60% of women.
Yes, 60% women are targeted for participation in this particular program.
Great. Now, how should interested candidates submit their applications?
Okay, the applications are submitted online. We have on our website built a platform for submission of these applications. So there are different requirements for the application. So there's an application form to be completed that interested candidates can access online through the Kuga website. And also coupled to that application form is a motivation that should be submitted by the candidate. This is just to make sure that we have a good sense of understanding about the candidate themselves, their future goals, and what really are their aspirations and ambitions, and to what extent would those align with the objectives of the Kuga Development Corporation. But furthermore, a CV is also required to ensure that we have got a full understanding of what the experience and the career progression to date of the applicant would have been and where they intend to go and how that aligns and integrates with the plans that we also have as an institution. And I think also in terms of the applicants themselves, really someone who wants to challenge themselves would want people who really are very, very hungry and ambitious and are looking at expanding their horizons and acquiring that global awareness, enriching their perspective, and really just making sure that if you look at the future and that futuristic thinking and the thought leadership that we want to have, it's people like those who must have that zeal and resilience and that capacity to challenge and to acquire more knowledge that will come back and realize the benefit not only for the CDC, but really the impact to society at large through the work that the CDC does in its program, infrastructure program delivery services, as well as in the investment services program. That is the vision of the CDC through this program.
All right, and there's more information. You can follow the Kuga Development Corporation on social media platforms. You're on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and you can also watch the video on YouTube. Just do a search for Kuga Global Scholars Program. Kuga's unit head of human resources, Zola Ngoma, thank you for chatting to Algo FM Breakfast this morning, and stay warm.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Wayne.
Ciao.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.